Any violence should not be tolerated. At the moment, these are still alleged incidences, but it's not far from the reality on the ground, where women and girls have been subjected to sexual abuse and other forms of violence. And this is something that society or the Solomon Islands community at large should take seriously on board.
Do you think that this is a wake-up call for the government and the justice system in Solomon Islands?
Well, we've had a research done in 2008 and 2009 called the Solomon Islands Family Health and Safety Study. The prevalence rate was alarming, as according to the evidence that was provided. And so that already sort of raised the alarm bells then. And as a result, we were able to develop the first eliminating violence against women policy, and then followed by a Family Protection Act, which is basically a domestic violence act. So there has been talk. The subject has been raised as never before. But the sad thing is that people, a lot of people are still living in denial. And this is the group that we really need to convince that the gender-based violence is rife in Solomon Islands. As one judge said, it's a sport. Rape is a sport. And he's not further from the truth. Let's talk about it, but we really need to step up our efforts.
And in your opinion, what's the best way to turn that talk into action that's going to result in a reduction in this kind of problem, especially in Solomon Islands, where, as we know, so many different rural islands, it's so hard to get out to all of them. So what needs to be done now in order to actually make a difference?
Well, there are two sides to the coin. One is really the role of government and the role of civil society, the role of NGOs. In terms of service delivery, their role to ensure that the necessary training is done to the different players on the ground. The other is really getting people on the ground to report cases of violence and not be tolerant about what happens in our villages and towns. And one of the issues that we continue to face is really our cultural connections, our family ties, and how people would perhaps feel like they can't report because the perpetrator could be an uncle or a son or a relative. So these are the things that we are up against.
It's Ethel Sigamanu. She's a permanent secretary of the Ministry of Justice, formerly with the Women's and Children's Department. Well, Ella Kahue is Plan International's Solomon Islands Country Program Manager. She thinks there are gaps within the country's laws that allow perpetrators to escape heavy punishments, and she wants to see sweeping changes.
One good thing about what's happening is people are comfortable about reporting these horrific incidences a bit more. And it's increasing because in December, there were horrific incidences that happened as well where a 13-year-old girl was raped by 5 men. And also a 13-year-old girl was killed by 5 men as well when she was, you know, coming home from school. And also there were a couple of cases where, you know, men raped, a guy raped a 2-year-old girl just around Honiara. And so these other horrific acts that even before people will just ignore, but now people are talking about it more and, you know, and I think that talking about this kind of horrific act is not enough. I think we need to implement the law and, you know, make the law alive when we talk about this policy act.
But could you not say that the laws that are there are being enforced? You're seeing men being arrested and charged and going before court.
I'm not really satisfied with what is going on now. You can go and report an incident like this to the police, and that's quite fine. But then the process in which these cases are dealt with or have been dealt with, they have not been dealt with in a way that will make these guys feel that they have done a horrific thing to a young girl. The process of cases in Solomon Islands, I think the pending process is quite very long, and some of these cases are not even brought before the court because there are many of them, gender-based violence cases, rape cases, and often we can talk about those. But when it comes before the court, these guys are not being given harsh punishments or strong punishments as they would.